This is LBC News.
Next tonight here on LBC News.
Platform 2, Cobham 14, 30, Avanti West Coast Service to Glasgow Central.
We're talking about London's Euston Station. We've been reporting on concerns about safety at the terminus in recent days. There's been criticism of overcrowding problems and the way in which passengers are only told about the platform their train is leaving from somewhat at the last minute, meaning that there sometimes is a bit of a rush. Network Rail and the Department for Transport today have announced a five-point plan that aims to, they say, improve the functioning of Euston Station and deliver a better passenger experience while it undergoes longer-term design changes. This five-point plan includes creating more concourse space and alleviating pinch points. There will also be more and upgraded toilet provision. They're going to unify station operation during disruption. They're going to drive up the reliability of both the infrastructure and train services to reduce disruptive events being experienced at the station. They're going to review how passengers are invited to and board services, especially during disruption. And they're also going to review passenger information provision and circulation. They have also shut down the very big overhead advertising board that has been a bit controversial in recent months, that huge board across where the departure screen used to be. Let's get some reaction to this from Neil Middleton, who is Director of Rail Future. Thank you very much for joining us on LBC News tonight.
It's great to be with you.
There has been a fair bit of criticism, hasn't there, of Network Rail, which operates the station. What do you make of the plan that they've announced tonight?
First of all, it's great to hear they've got a plan, because it's been a long-term problem, Euston, with particularly during disruption. And you know, the design of Euston Station means that you know, the distance between where people wait for a train and the train departs from means there's always going to be a rush, and it's a downhill rush, which makes it dangerous. So sorting out and giving people as much time as humanly possible to get from the waiting area to the train is just so important, and it's even more important at Euston than it is at most stations.
I mean, I've, as a regular user of Euston, I've always thought that they were quite keen on keeping people on the concourse, because that's a wide expanse, isn't it, of space compared to the narrow platform corridors, if you like. And that's what they were trying to do there. In a way, you can kind of see why they are only announcing the platform at the last minute.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a good idea to build up enormous queues on those slopes down to the platforms. So you really want to go straight from the big wide concourse area to your train. But one of the absolute keys is that it can be a leisurely stroll and that you don't feel the need to rush. I mean, you must be experiencing it all the time, that sort of need to rush. And that's the real issue is you need to turn it into, you know, you don't need to panic when you hear the platform is announced. You go, oh, okay, it's platform 5, I can go off now. I can go and get a coffee before I go. It's all that sort of, you know, taking the strain and stress out of that period between arriving at the station and going to the platform to get on your train.
But isn't that more about the behaviour of passengers rather than anything that the staff and the station do?
Obviously, passenger behaviour is part of it, but it is very much about, I think, about what the station staff do, because they need to try and organise themselves so that you've got plenty of time to get from the concourse to the platform. That is the key. You know, if you're getting the 17:10 and they announce the platform at 17:05, it's just natural to rush, and that's what you've got to get away from is that sort of rushing feeling. You've got to turn it into, you know, a de-stressed environment. Yes, keep people on the concourse because that's the best place for them, but you know, sort out so that you can get from that concourse to the platform down those slopes in as pain-free manner as possible.
Euston, of course, is nationally significant as a station, isn't it? Because it is the connection between London, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, Edinburgh, these huge conurbations. And there has been an uptick in passenger usage of the trains, hasn't there, in recent years. Do you think that Euston is, in a way, it's kind of suffering as a result of the success of the rail network taking more passengers?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, Euston was rebuilt at you know, one of the bleak periods of the railway when passenger numbers were expected to go down, not go up. And therefore, it was made a lot smaller than it might have been. And it hasn't had the treatment that places like King's Cross and St Pancras, of course, have had to make them a much bigger and much more welcoming station. And, you know, that's, you know, Euston is just no longer fit for purpose. You know, I think, you know, coming back to your point, you've got to really feel for anybody that's in charge of Euston on a day-to-day basis at the moment, because they are dealing with something that is just not fit for purpose. And it's, and, you know, whatever they do, they're never going to be able to turn it into a pleasant experience in the way going through somewhere like King's Cross or going through somewhere like St Pancras can be. So you've got to feel for these guys at Network Rail and the train operators in trying to make the best of a very bad job.
And let's not forget, of course, it's partly a building site as well because of the HS2 works that are going on. And there are huge question marks, aren't there, over what's actually going on there? Is anything actually going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a decision we're all waiting to hear. But, you know, if you think about it, who would have spent as much money as we did to build a station build a railway between West London and Birmingham? You know, that you're never going to get a great return out of that, because you're not taking passengers to and from where they want to go, nor are you running the train a far enough distance to give advantage to the speed it's running at. You know, it's so important that places like, you know, journeys like Euston and Manchester are possible, because, or central London, let me rephrase that, slightly, central London to Manchester, because that's the key point. It's not so much about Euston, it's about getting from central London to central Manchester. The station in Manchester Piccadilly is in the centre, but the one in London at the moment isn't going to be. And that's a real shortcoming of the arrangement.
I mean, we are hearing murmurings that we might get some clarity on what the new government, the Labour administration, is going to do about HS2. Do you think that they will go ahead and make sure that HS2 does go all the way to Euston?
I would love to believe that. And like you, I'm hearing mutterings and rumours to that effect. And I would just love to believe that those mutterings and rumours would come true, because we're going to start to get a railway that will actually meet passenger needs, which of course is the essential thing. And that's the railway that generates the income to pay the loans and everything else that are involved in it.
And then people in the north of England would say, but yes, well, we need it to go to Manchester. In fact, we probably need it to go beyond Manchester.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it certainly needs to go to Manchester, it needs to go to Liverpool, because, you know, the current arrangement is a real dog's breakfast of, you know, planning assumptions that are no longer possible, like lengths of trains, which means there could be less capacity between Manchester and London than there is at the moment. And you've got to think, you know, what on earth was anybody thinking that was a good idea?
Neil Middleton, thank you very much for joining us on LBC News Tonight, Director of Rail Future.
This is LBC News.